this either is, has been, or will be a Krypton Radio production as soon as we can get the TARDIS working properly to figure out which one it is.
Corsair, what the heck are all these ponies doing in here?
Whoa! Okay, I came in here to put together my list of stuff to talk about for the episode. What is this?
Oh, there's a purple pony, a pink pony, a yellow pony.
What's up with that cheese sandwich on its butt?
I have no idea. Okay, that one looks crazy. That one, I think, is a unicorn.
I like the curly mane on that one.
Oh my god, what's that?
The Mark of the Corsair, fantastic bloke. He had that snake as a tattoo in every regeneration. Didn't feel like himself unless he had the tattoo or herself a couple of times. Ooh, she was a bad girl.
And so are we.
Coming to you from within the My Little Pony-ified confines of the Corsair's TARDIS.
My little brony.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right. We have to be politically correct.
Somebody get the shovel. It's getting thick in here, and that's not from the ponies.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit like we're flying on Serenity with all those cows, only these aren't cows, and I'm pretty
Thank goodness.
They're prettier.
I'm pretty sure that one, that the little pile it just left on the floor, I'm pretty sure it's sparkling. I don't know what to do with that.
Ew.
Anyway, we are the Corsair's Closet. I am the mad woman with the box. She is the time siren.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he is the awful brony. I mean, the awful husband.
Hello.
No. I hope this isn't another smurfing attack of a virus.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm just trying to get over, you know, the sparkling piles on the floor. That one just did rainbows. That's rainbows. I don't know what to do with this.
Are you sure it's not a Nyan Cat or whatever those things are?
I don't know. Okay, that's rainbows and sparkling. I don't want to step in that.
You would want to step on it?
No, I would not.
If it was a normal pile?
Well, no. I mean, I don't even know.
At least it's sparkling.
I mean, wouldn't it be prettier to step in a sparkly pile?
Okay, good point.
Okay, forget it. I don't want to go there. Let's just get to what we're going to get to and get out of here.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. And yes. Then we've got a lot of stuff to shovel.
Because the number one thing is... We're not quite angels, but we'll do. Doctor Who is coming back in August!
Yay!
Woo!
Although for me, that's going to be difficult because it means that my time of living on the rivers of denial means that it's coming
yes.
to an end. I can no longer pretend that Matt is just on hiatus.
Oh man, I thought that therapy worked. Gosh nabbit.
Yeah, well, I told you, the guy fell asleep again. We really have to do something about Dr. Banner's practices.
Yeah, you know, he just needs some no-dos there, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, we went through this with Fireplace Gal. It was intense. But I think you are going through a lot worse on your end.
Well, of course I am, because it's Matt Smith and because it's me, okay?
Good point.
But I am looking forward to seeing Peter Capaldi in action. I can't wait to see what his doctor's going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. And to coincide with the return of our reason for recording, there's going to be a special event that's coming up.
Oh, yes.
Here in the LA area. And we couldn't be more excited about it if we tried. And believe me, we are trying.
And like everything else, we have to wait till August for it to come. And
yes.
It is...
Art of the TARDIS Craft Fair. Yay. Clockwork Couture is bringing back their Doctor Who themed spectacular, and they're doing it to coincide with the upcoming premiere of the show.
Yes, they admitted this to me in a not-so-secret discussion about having a table at their venue, which I want to do. I want us to bring our peyote stitch patterns of all things crazy Doctor Who bracelets, TARDIS envelope necklaces, Doctor Who lariat necklace scarfs like Tom Baker and Peter Davison scarfs. And we will not only have the finished pieces, we will have the patterns to sell, which will be much more lower priced point for those who are on a budget and have lots of time.
Yes, so this should be a lot of fun. Mark your calendars, head to Facebook, check it out.
Yes, Saturday, August 2nd. 10 to 6 p.m. 12 to 6 p.m.
Yes, at Clockwork Couture, our favorite purveyors of steampunk clothing and general awesomeness.
And
707 Main Street, Burbank.
There's already 20 people going. This thing has only been up as long as the announcement of Angelic Choir!
Oh!
Doctor Who is coming back in August. Can you tell we are excited?
We are excited. In mourning for some of us, but still excited.
For one of us.
It's also an exciting time when a new Doctor comes aboard.
Yes. Yes.
It is. I'm curious to see who 12 is going to be. I can't wait for that.
Yes. Or is this 13 or is this 1? We have no idea. We don't care. It's Doctor Who, and you must deal with it because you are listening, and we thank you for that. Get out in your earplugs.
Yes.
So, did you guys used to play with marbles when you were a kid?
A little bit, yeah.
I did. I never actually played marbles, but I did like to collect them because they were shiny things.
Okay. Feast your eyes, and listeners, feast your eyes on nothing while we gawk at a huge glass sphere that may revolutionize solar power on Earth.
Check that out.
And the NASA nerd should come out and check this out here. This sucker is amazing. It's so big. It's sitting on a rooftop, kind of in this white, like, almost looks like a sling. And it's a sphere that is... it says here, in this case, it's a spherical sun-tracking solar energy-generating globe, essentially a giant glass marble on a robotic steel frame. It concentrates both sunlight and moonlight up to 10,000 times, making its solar harvesting capabilities 35% more efficient than conventional dual-axis photovoltaic designs. And
the solar panels we're used to.
This sucker was a finalist. I don't know why it didn't win, but it was a finalist in the World Technology Network Award 2013. It's amazing. The latest production version is called Beta Ray. It can concentrate diffused light such as that from a cloudy day. This thing is so amazing, it would melt your eyeballs. And I guess it would if you were standing in its way.
Yeah, and it bears repeating that it's 35% more efficient than the solar panels we're currently used to. And it can collect sunlight and moonlight and what have you on a cloudy day. Because it concentrates, you know, what little I guess it can pick up.
Now this is a...
So that's kind of like a magnifying glass effect they would get.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of what it appears to be.
Now this is the hysterical thing about the internet. It gets you your news faster than API and the local news channels, which lately I've been noticing they've been getting their news from the internet. But the hysterical thing about this is it showed up on a Facebook feed of mine a week ago. The article is dated December 24th, 2013.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy and things I can't say because we are a family show.
Yes.
But I just thought that was like super cool, and I guess that's a behind the curve 6 months behind its time.
Yes, but it's something that the doctor would definitely approve of. So technology advancing, Whovian's approved.
Yes. So, anywho, Awful Husband.
Yes.
Do you know where the word Jedi comes from Star Wars?
It comes from Mr. Lucas.
And where did Lucas get it?
His imagination.
You are about to be film schooled, and you should like this because it's from your old alma mater of
USC Cinema Television Production.
And
go Bruins! Go Bruins! I'm sorry, I had a terrible cough. Go Bruins! Go Bruins!
No.
Let me get some water.
No Bruinisms here. Okay. The curious story of why the Jedi are called Jedi is from an amazing thing. It's a video about how samurai films are responsible for Star Wars, or the curious story of why the Jedi are called Jedi. This thing is hysterical. I saw it on one of my friend's feeds. We're going to have the link in the show notes. You better get over there, because we're not going to tell you why the Jedi are called Jedi.
Yes,
we're
no
just
going to
tell you this thing is awesome, and it will school you in everything
it's
about the origin
and entertaining
of Star Wars.
Even if you're not interested in Star Wars, just watch this.
And it's wealth funny. Of knowledge packed into about 7 minutes. I mean, seriously, I saw this. I learned a lot of film history.
And it was painless learning because it was very funny.
Highly entertaining.
Yes.
And speaking of the Jedi, I'm noticing that you have a note about something that I'm actually familiar with. I'm pretty sure I've seen this video, but you can never talk about it enough because it's freaking adorable.
Yes.
We have a link to a little Jedi girl joining the dark side at Disneyland.
Yes.
It's a YouTube video.
And it's hysterical.
Yeah, like, I guess they have this event where they take a bunch of little kids out of an audience.
For Jedi training.
Yeah, Jedi school.
For Jedi training.
They've done it at Jedi Academy, that's what they call it.
Yeah, yes. And so they take these little kids and they put them through Jedi school and then they go up against Darth Vader and they're supposed to go in and attack Darth Vader. One little girl... She was a Darth Vader fan. She didn't want to attack him. She wanted to join the dark side.
She actually kneeled before him.
Yes.
Now, I can't imagine nobody else did this because when I was a kid, Someone took pictures of me, and I had run across a Darth Vader at like one of my first conventions. I was hugging him. I was kissing the helmet. I was completely taken with him. So I can't imagine this hasn't happened before.
Some girls just like the bad boys.
Oh, I know, right? You better believe
it.
Yeah,
so this tiny little, I think she was like 3 or 4 years old.
She liked Darth Vader.
Young. She didn't want to be a Jedi. She wanted to be a Sith. She wanted to join Darth Vader.
You know, it's good to know young if you're a bad seed or not. You know?
I know, right?
That gives a parent's warning and they can start your therapy early.
There you go.
So I think the next thing, Mad Womaness, is yours. And while you're talking about this, I'm going to go get the shovel for the rainbow piles.
Yes, because I'm pretty sure that one, it's all confetti. So that'll be pretty clean, easy to clean up.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Or it'll blow everywhere. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think we want that to blow in our hair. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is... gonna be fun because I actually got the opportunity to go out yesterday and see X-Men Days of Future Past.
Woo!
And as the resident Marvel fangirl, I feel I'm obligated to report on this. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so I will warn you in advance, I won't talk about anything that isn't already in the trailers and that already hasn't been discussed in articles on the internet prior to the movie's release. So I'm not gonna give anything away about the particulars that you haven't already read prior to its release. The movie's amazing. Bryan Singer came back to the franchise, and according to what I understand, because I'm a comics noob, the movie is based off of or directly taken from a storyline in the comics where past and present meet, where basically you're dealing with, like, the past Charles Xavier and the past Eric Lenschner and their counterparts in the future. Basically, they have to go into the past to prevent the Sentinels from ever being created, by a man named Bolivar Trask. And he's a prominent figure in the comics and everything. I'm trying to remember what's already out there and what's not, so I won't say too much else about plot points that are very specific. Peter Dinklage was brilliant in this movie. I mean... In the comic, obviously, Bolivar Trask is not a little person, but Peter Dinklage, watching him on Game of Thrones, I have come to really just adore the crap out of that guy as an actor, and he really delivered in the movie. He struck a perfect balance of evil, obviously, because he's a bad guy, and yet he was very, very human. I mean, he had a couple of scenes with another character who I won't name because I don't want to spoil, who was also a bad guy. And the exchange between them, it was so human. I was just like, oh my god, I can't it kind of made it hard to hate him, you know? Everybody was fantastic. Small spoiler, just for the ladies, to entice you to go to the movie. Hugh Jackman did a lot of working out for the film, and it shows because we have Jackman butt. And it's very, very nice. But yeah, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, as usual, completely flawless. Great to see Patrick Stewart on screen again.
Oh yeah,
and James McAvoy. Am I pronouncing the name right? I don't know. James McAvoy. He broke my heart as the Charles Xavier of the past. That man is wrestling some demons back in his past, and it was interesting to see that play out. Jennifer Lawrence is Mystique. Still love her. And I will wrap this up by saying, again, without spoiling anything, from the way the movie ended, it seems like Bryan Singer's back with the franchise. And he started, like, all this comic book movie stuff. He directed the original X-Men movie, which was, like, the first one. Mm-hmm. And I believe he also directed the second film as well.
I think both, yeah.
But for X-Men 3, he wasn't there, and... It kind of fell apart. I still loved it, but it wasn't the movie it should have been. He's back, and he basically made sure that he can go forward the way he would have wanted to. He brought it all back together, and it was really great to see an X-Men movie again. Because like I said, that's where kind of my Marvel girlness started, with the X-Men movies and Hugh Jackman and all that great stuff. And it was just great to see it all brought back. All of my old favorites, couple of new faces... And I actually want to go see it again for one big reason. I didn't catch the cameo. Stan Lee does a cameo in every Marvel movie, and I didn't catch it. I didn't see it. I want to make sure that I didn't miss something, so I want to go back and watch it again.
Okay, I'm back.
And how did that go?
Oh, let me get this mask off. Oh, hazmat suit. Wow, that stuff is more dangerous than I thought.
Wow.
Okay, putting this aside, hello.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Let's get those hip waders over here.
Yeah. Kind of eject this stuff out the airlock.
So yeah.
I wonder how we'll do this fertilizer.
It depends on what you're fertilizing. I mean, you know, some planets it's poison, the others it's fertilizer. Mm. The other it'll blow up their sun. You got to be so careful these days.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, well, here, why don't I take a little bit of this and I'll see how it does in the arboretum deeper into the TARDIS.
No. You have to stay for doing the Fathom Events thing unless you want me to talk about Forbeed's Sake.
Well, I was going
to
say, why don't you tell them about the Forbeed's Sake thing that you've been doing?
Okay.
And I'll go check out what's going on in the arboretum.
Okay. Sounds good. See you later. Good luck. Ah, boy, it's so hard to push off these awful jobs. I mean, delegate things around here. So, awful husband, I went to a meetup today. And
yes.
For people that do not know what meetup is, meetup, meetup.com, is a place where you can go and create a group, or you can go join a group to go out and do things that are not internet. I think this is a very amusing concept of going on the internet.
You mean people meeting in person?
Yeah, to do off-internet things. I don't get that, but it works. So there was a beading group for doing bead work today, and it was called For Beads' Sake, San Fernando Valley and Beyond. It met at the local Michaels in Encino, and it was a great time. I wish actually Mad Woman had been there. I'll tell her when she gets back out of the delousing station. So it was neat because you get to network with other beaters. I get to show off my mad skills, and I might actually have another venue for teaching classes, which, hey, super uber networking babe here. What can I tell you? It's nice. I'm actually going to put a link to this on Etsy because it's good as an incentive for me to get off my can, get away from the computer without having to use a crowbar or drugs, and get out there and just do bead work because I want to have a booth at Art of the TARDIS Day. And we need to, there's so much prep we have to do. We have to get our patterns out, make copies, test them. And I'm doing up the next, for the next class that I want to do, I was starting another TARDIS envelope, peyote stitch beadwork. So busy thing, but it's fun. You know, check meetup.com out. There are cosplayers on there. There are people that photoshoot cosplayers. Yeah, you can find out all sorts of things, costuming guilds, you know, join these things. Come on, get out there, everybody. Etsy, too. For people that are on Etsy, they have these wonderful events. I actually found out about a local one because Etsy itself is having a huge day where it's a get-together across the country. And the local one that they're doing, it's an Etsy craft party. And it's going to be, this is coming up soon. Good grief, June 6th. And it's something that Etsy.com is sponsoring. And the SoCal Etsy Guild, which is the local guild, is going to be having it. People can sell there. The only thing is, it's outrageous to sell at this particular one. They want 50% commission.
Ow!
Which is ridiculous. But they're not charging for venue setup. So, you know, we'll fight that battle later. But this will be fun. I'm going to put it up on the show notes. And we'll see what happens. So I think if we are in town next week, which we may or may not be. No, wait a minute. The 6th. I'm all confused. It'll be the weekend after that.
That's right.
June 6th. After, yes. Yeah. Yes. So, I think those sparkles got to my brain.
Oh, my God. You are not going to believe what just happened. I found a pile, pure pink glitter, by the way, stuck in the arboretum. The orchids are blooming everywhere. It's actually kind of scary. I'm really hoping it doesn't get super crazy in there. But the colors, the blossoms, it's beautiful.
It might get crazy. In fact, it's probably going to end up looking like something I put on Facebook, which I don't know if you've seen because you've been kind of Facebook pariahed, but did it look something like this?
It actually did. That's kind of scary.
Wow.
Monkey orchids.
Yes.
You're right. It kind of does look more like a little naked dancing man.
Yes. Yes. And the 30,691 shares also concur with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, little naked men dancing with
wearing
little pink,
pretty floral bonnets.
Little pink third legs. Anyway, moving right along.
Why don't we go ahead and talk about that Fathom Events thing, then?
Okay, you do that, and I think I need some more delousing. I'm going to run off.
Yeah, go ahead, delouse yourself, and you might want to avoid that that purple glowing pile.
What
right
purple?
There.
Oh,
I tried to warn you.
Oh.
Anyway. When I was at the theater yesterday, I saw a poster for Fathom Events, and they are apparently doing another Doctor Who event. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Basically, David Tennant apparently has done narration on a, like a wildlife documentary, done in 3D about Ooh. Birds in flight. So they're doing a 2-day celebration. The purchase of one ticket will gain you admission to both nights. First night, they're going to do a Doctor Who kind of tribute, a showing of Rise of the Cybermen and the Age of Steel, which is the complete story arc bringing the Cybermen back into New Who.
That's right.
And then the second night, they're going to air this documentary, which is called Wings, I believe. And it's hosted by BBC Worldwide. And as I said, it is in 3D. With David Tennant narrating, let's see here. It's from the natural history series Earthflight, Wings 3D, and it puts you high in the sky in the middle of flocks of birds as they soar above the most iconic landscapes and witness the greatest animal spectacles on Earth. So you, Ooh. In 3D, that's going to be amazing. And narrated by David Tennant and that awesome accent, I can definitely get behind that.
Have you noticed that the nature... movies have been making a comeback. Disney did one on bears, and then they did one on apes.
Yeah, I've noticed that they've been doing quite a few of those recently.
Which originally was a landmark for Disney. They did a lot of nature stuff in the beginning.
Yeah, they did. Well, this event is going to be on June 16th and June 17th, so it's a Monday and a Tuesday in succession. Again, according to the website, the purchase of one ticket will get you admission to both screenings. So one night after the other, you buy one ticket, you're good for both nights.
So one is the Doctor Who and the Cybermen, and the other is the Wings.
Yeah, night one is Rise of the Cybermen and the Age of Steel, and the second night is Wings in 3D. So it looks to be a lot of fun. Again, it's through Fathom Events, so it'll be in your local theater. Check fathomevents.com to see if your theater will be receiving the event. And I don't know about you, but I'm definitely going to be there.
Now, David Tennant and Wings, wasn't that a rock group in the 70s?
You're thinking of Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
There's another...
Well, they're all British, so...
And there you go. There's one more Fathom Events thing we need to discuss as well, because we're all fans here in the TARDIS of the Riff Trax Boys.
Yes.
And they are doing an event coming up in July. They are riffing on the TV classic... Sharknado.
Ooh.
That's going to be fun.
Sci-Fi Channel, yes.
Yes, that they're riffing it. They had so many requests that it's being done. It's going to be in July. Again, check fathomevents.com to find out if they're going to be bringing it to your theater. And then the other thing I want to let people know, I think it was last year, the Riff Trax Boys wanted to do a riff of Twilight, so they did a Kickstarter campaign. Now, they didn't have the rights secured prior to the event. They were going to raise the money and go to the studio. Studio shot them down, but they did use the money from the campaign to riff Starship Troopers, which was amazing. I went to the encore screening. It was fantastic. They're doing another Kickstarter campaign, and this time they have already secured the rights prior to the event. As long as they can pay, they will be allowed to do the screening. They're doing a Kickstarter for the early 2000 or late 90s version of Godzilla featuring Matthew Broderick.
Oh, yes, the Godzilla that wasn't the Godzilla.
Yes, so they're doing a Kickstarter to raise the money to get the rights to the film, and the studio's already given them permission as long as they can pay the fees.
Woo! What a mess.
Good.
Anyway, hey, this Godzilla is... Dennis, is that the one that a friend of ours was in...
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
You have a friend of yours in Godzilla.
Well,
yes, we do.
You know him, Tadao.
Really?
Tadao Tawamatsu was in this version of Godzilla. Okay, now this is the funny thing. It was made in America, okay, and Tadao has parents in Japan. He is Japanese by descent. He was born and raised in Texas. And he got an extra part to be in Godzilla. He actually was somebody who Godzilla gets stepped on. Well... He was all excited. He told his parents, and they laughed their heads off that he went to America to appear in a Godzilla movie.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, poor man. But, you know, he took it with his usual weird sense of humor and grace.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to support that and, you know, be part of the experience, they've got some great, you know, spiffs for donors on the Kickstarter page. And, like, way up high there, there'll be stuff you'll actually see in the movie. You know, the guys will write a song about you, that sort of stuff. They actually... They had that happen on the Starship Troopers one, too, where somebody paid, like, $3,000, and the Rift Track guys wrote a song about them.
Oh, wow.
And so they'll have stuff like that. That's nice. Some little spiffs. You can get downloads of some of their shorts, some of which I've seen at other live events.
Their shorts? Like underwear?
No, short. Like short films.
Oh, okay.
No, not those kinds of shorts. Anyway, check it out.
Short films about their underwear?
No.
Well, you never know.
I've had enough about bodily functions. Can we move on, please?
Anyway, check out the website, rifftracks.com, and contribute, and it should be awesome.
All right, awesome. Yes, speaking of awesome, here we are moving right along. Now, you may be wondering about the title of this episode, Weird Al is an Evil My Little Pony.
And you might be wondering about all the piles that we're stepping in.
Yes. Well, when I got home from the meetup today, I was greeted with a YouTube video, Weird Al as My Little Pony.
This is kind of a behind-the-curve thing, because I'm not sure when this had to come out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say spoiler-free, because just go see it, okay? It's not a movie.
Yeah, go check
Your life won't crumble, because I tell you at Weird Al is a little
Pony. Yeah, what do you think this is, Marvel?
Seriously, dudes. So, my opinion, he's evil, because... he's stealing Pinkie Pie's thunder!
He didn't mean to!
Well, he went in there and did it anyway. And I have a beef because he was not wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
But a Hawaiian shirt does appear in the show.
Yes.
Well, yes it does.
And they also actually use a riff that appears in every single one of his polka medleys.
Yes.
And he has a food association, a cheese sandwich on his butt.
That's his name, cheese
his
sandwich.
Name is
That's
a thing. Sandwich.
And he was playing the accordion.
There you go.
Yeah,
we've spoiled it for you. Write your hate letters, too.
send all hate mail and flames, too.
Yes. On Twitter, we are time_siren and...
MadWomanWABox. That's also my handle on Tumblr as well.
And Awful Husband and Nasty Nerd is not.
I'm not a twit, but I do have an email address you can write me to.
Which is?
AwfulHusband@KryptonRadio.com.
And that's A-F as in Frank, O-L, the acronym for Adult Fan of Lego. You can also go to our Facebook page and throw hate mail and Rotten Tomatoes there by doing a search on Facebook for Corsair's Closet. End of plug. End of My Little Pony Evil. Because we have one more thing to deal with here, and actually, we're not going to. It is a thing, but it's not this time, because I didn't see it. So there.
Yes, yeah, so we will discuss that.
Is that clear enough for you? I don't know. When
it's a surprise that's coming up. Stay tuned to this space.
It is.
And now, we actually have kind of a fun little announcement to make.
Yes, this is a scary thing I was introduced to today. I have a new follower for one of my blogs, and I'm not exactly sure. Well, not my blog, for my Twitter feed. And I don't know which one it is because I'm multiple personality. I have three different Twitter handles. And one of them, I'm guessing it was probably one of the more artistic, creative ones. It could have been Casey Dragonfly or The Ears Have It. I have a new follower. And there's a four-letter word that talks, it's a description of the steaming piles of pink glitter manure that are floating around here. Think of a four-letter word that is another word for crap. And we will just call this, for the sake of this family-friendly podcast, Shinola. And the guy's handle is Shinola on Etsy. And this is going to launch our After Dark series, which we have been talking about for two bloody years, and we're finally going to do.
Yes, we're going to sit down, we're going to slip into something more comfortable, we're going to turn down the lights, and we're going to record the Corsair's Closet After Dark.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Yep. Or, no, to give a clue as to what that special thing we're going to do next week is going to be, bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Yeah, it's got more energy, actually, when the Mad Woman does it. But then Gen does everything does, because she's powered by a nuclear reactor for a brain.
Nuclear reactor? I'm offended. I am powered by an arc reactor, thank you very much.
Oh, pardon, wow.
Well, it's an important distinction, okay?
Oh,
clean
my
energy.
Heaven
clean
words.
Energy.
Okay, so this is going to be interactive. If I can get this done correctly. I'm going to bring up slides of the blank on Etsy, the different train wrecks of items for sale on that godforsaken site. And we are going to have just reactions. This is going to be like riff tracking a movie, but it's going to be a slideshow of abominations on Etsy. And we're dealing with the Censor Bureau on whether we can actually put in the stuff that has to do with bodily functions, because it's rather rude. And
yes.
To say we'll take the less offensive ones, that doesn't, in this case, there are no less offensive ones. This is all completely disgusting stuff. Unless you are comfortable with your inner trucker and your inner trucker mouth and you don't mind four-letter words, you will join us for this and you will like it.
All longshoremen and truckers need to line up for this one.
Oh, yes.
This is the reason we need to do an After Dark episode, because this stuff is not fit for delicate ears.
Because we can't swear here.
Yes, and we can't discuss things of this nature.
That are disgusting.
Yeah, the only thing I can say is, holy...
And...
Can we get back to My Little Pony now?
My Little Pony!
We're up to our ears in My Little Pony. Are you kidding?
Hey, I cleaned out the bathroom, okay? That was the worst part.
Okay, what was that I just heard? Oh, no. The pony pile I put into the arboretum has officially gone out of control. I can see orchids peeking out of that doorway over there.
Oh, no, please don't tell me they're little pink man orchids.
I would like to, except I'd be lying. Oh, God, they're growing! They're growing! Somebody get the machete! We're going to have to start hacking these things back!
Get in, Ripley, and get the power loader and get the airlock out!
Maybe all night long!
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The Corsetteers would like to rip a new one, too, and lay waste to the reputations of the following. Cinefix for blowing the secrets behind the creation of Star Wars, evil little Jedi girls who follow Darth Vader, Poca players who are in reality My Little Ponies, and Krypton Radio. This has been, was, or will be a Krypton Radio production. Please visit www.corsairs-closet.com for prior episodes, links to our social network, show notes, email addresses, and new blog. We would really, 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 really love to hear from you, and we promise to clean up the mess.